Weiter in Shastri and Zvachim Dav Kuf Tes, picking up on the top of the page by the Mishnah. About the Mishnah. Zakta, Helige, Helige Mishnah. Echad kashim ksheim, echad kashim psulin. We have kashim in the kasher or their puzzle. Shai psulin mekodesh, the big puzzle in the kodesh. Ve'ekrivim mechutz, and he brought him up. He was makriv them outside. Chayiv, gonna be chayiv. Amale kezayis min olin umeya mureha mechutz. If someone is mile a kezayis of an ola, right, or from the amurim outside, chayiv. A person gonna be chayiv. Zogte le'yimara tanu rabbanon asher yale ola ein liyale ola. And the puzzle says any person who's gonna offer up an ola, I know it's like a menonola. They bring it outside, you're going to be chayiv. But then the Rebbe said, Muri Hashem, and it was even the sacrificial parts of it. Hashem, Muri Chattas, Muri, Kachik, Shem, Muri, Kachik, Halim, Talmud Lomar, Zevach. It has the word Zevach. Minai and the Rabbis of Komets Ulevanai, we add that as well. Ve'aktoras and Michas Kohanim and Michas Kohanim Mashiach. Ve'amen Nase Shloshal Lugan Yain and Shloshal Lugan Mayim. If you do any of these things outside, you're going to be chayiv. Talmud Lomar Ve'al Pesachol Moed Lo Yevi'eha. Right, the Torah says that to the entrance of the old moed, don't bring it, which is telling you, call about the Pesach Ol Moed, chayav him alah b'chutz, whatever is roi to come to the Pesach Ol Moed as a carbon, you're going to be chayav to bring it up for being ma'aleh outside. Vainly alakotchim ksherim. But now the rabbi said, I don't even psulin. Can you go and halah, and like if there's lean of a yotze brought out of the azar, vatamin if it's tame. Vishenishchat chutz lizmano, vichutzim komo, shechtin in the wrong place or time, wrong time or place. Vishkiblo psulin vilagluz damo, the psul was makabal the diamond through it. Vahanitnin lemale, shenasam lemale, or things that should have been put on the top of the chutta sikh of the red line on his back, but it's right, should have been put on the bottom and it's put on top. Or the vice versa. Or if it was supposed to be put on the outside the hecha, but it was done inside, or vice versa. Upesach v'chatas sheshachtan shenostan shelo l'shman, or a pesach v'chatas that was shechted. Not l'shma, minayin. How do we know the chiyav of one who does these things outside? Talmid lomar. Lo yivienu la'asos. It says that we'll not bring it to render it to Hashem, that we learn out. Kol ha'miskabo b'pesach ha'lmoyit chayim ha'levachus. Any miskabo of that area is already... You'd be chayv for bringing a b'chutz, says the Mishnah. Hamala kezayis mena ola. If someone brings up a kezayis of an ola, ola ve'emureya in shlam ve'emureyim lo. It's saying that someone who brings up a kezayis of an ola, and it's a murim, that's going to be chayv. But if we're talking about a shlamim and it's a murim, then you're not going to be chayv. Tanina lo the Tanur Rabbanan says, okay, where we also have a Mishnah, which says this, as we see in a brayso, ola ve'emureyim, ve'emureyim, it's starfin l'kezayis la'os ha'mechutz. V'lechayiv aleim, mishim pigol nosar tamei. Right, it's mashma that the meat of the shlamim, and its things do not combine to make a kezayis in reference to these halachas. Therefore, somebody who brings up, who's maila, a kezayis of the meat and the emurim of a shlamim outside is not going to be chayiv. This is all of emureyim, it's starfin l'kezayis to bring in b'chutz. Bishlam Allah solo de kalal in shlamim lo. Okay, it makes sense that when you bring maila outside in ola, which is burned in its entirety, kalil, its meat, right? Those and those are mitzarif. But in reference to the chiyav of a shlamim, which is not burned in its entirety, it's not ela pigul venosu v'tamei. But what about a chiyav of pigul and tamei? My time, what's the reason for making a distinction between ola and the shlamim? Since both meat and the emurim of a shlamim can become pigul and osar, they're also for consumption by somebody who's tamei, they should also be mitzarif to make a kezayis to make one chayav for eating them. Vahotana, because we learned in a Mishnah, in Me'ilah, kol ha'pigulin mitzarfin, kol ha'nosin mitzarfin. All pigul food combined to make a kezayis to make one chayav for eating it, and all of noser combined to make a kezayis to make someone chayav for eating it. Kasha pigul pigul, so it's a kasha pigul and pigul, and kasha noser at nosar. Pigul pigul, kasha is not a kasha pigul and pigul, because kam be pigul, the mishnah. Here we're talking about the chiyav of somebody who's eating the pigul. Therefore, it says that the meat and the emurim of even a shlamim are going to be star for a chiyav. And kam b'machshavas pigul. I was talking about the machshava, and not eating it, but just the machshava, the intention. And the Braisa, therefore, is mashma that the meat and the emura, the shlamim, don't combine. No sir. Because can't be no sir. Here in the Mishnah, we're talking about a chiyuv of someone who has no sir. And the Mishnah is saying that the meat and the emurim of even a shlama are going to be mitzar for a chiyuv. And can't be nisosru ad shalom nizak adam. But here in the Braisa, it's talking about when the meat and the emurim came no sir, when they were left over from a carbon that was destroyed before the dam was thrown. Okay, so the Braisa is therefore a mashma that if nothing remains of a shlamim, but a kezias of its meat and its emurim, its blood can't be thrown and it's not going to become noser. Umani, who is the Tana of the Braisa? Rabbi Yeshua, the Tana of the Braisa. Rabbi Shomer, Kol Hazvachim Shabbatorah. All the karbonos that are found in the Torah Kedoshah. Shenishtayer Mehen Kezias Pasar. All of them that were shechted in his meat and the emurim were destroyed. But let's say it's left over, kezias, and the meat that's still there. Beep, turn the page. Kuftas Mavis. Ooh, kezias chelif, or let's say kezias of the chelif. Zorik is a dam, you throw the dam. Chatzizai is basar, chatzizai is chelif. Only half a zayis of meat and half of chelif is left over. Eino zorik is a dam, you don't throw the dam. Uba ola, in the case of an ola that was destroyed, chatzi zayis basav, chatzi zayis chelev. Even if you have half a zayis of meat and half of chelev, zorik is a dam, you throw the dam, kula kalil, because all of it is burnt in its entirety. Mincha, afilu kula kayamis, even if all of it exists, l'izrik, he does not throw the dam. Rabbi Yoshua, we see over here that he paskins that the kezayis that comes from the flesh and the murim of a shlamim is not going to matter the dam to be thrown. So he's the one who taught this brisa that it was being mashma that if a kezayis of these two things is all that's left over of a shlamim, it's not going to be nosar. Mincha mai vidito. What does a mincha have to do with the throwing of the dam over here? There's no dam that's thrown over there. Why is that on this list? Amar papa minchas nesachim abay mevzevach. It's talking about the minchas nesachim, the libation mincha that comes with the zevach with the animal that's being shechted. Zok the next halacha mishnah hakometz with the kmitz of the mincha and the halavona the frankincense vaktores incense from minchas kohanim minchas kohen mishiach from minchas nesachim shehikrav meachas mehem kezayis b'chutz. And let's see, someone takes a kezayis them and they bring it up, they're makrav it outside of the please let me just chay, a person's going to be chayiv for this even though he offered only a kezayis of it, not the entire thing. He's going to be chayiv because the chum holds, we'll see why. Rabbi Akiva Poter, Elazar Poter, Achi Yaakov is Kulan. He says no, it's going to be Poter until he's makir of the entire thing. The kol chicken with finim from any of them they do inside. Vishir ben meim kezayis for kibbutz. They leave over a little bit of kezayis. They do it outside. Chayef. The kol chachatsu kolshu. And if any of these came down to kolshu, vikibbutz pater. You're going to be pater. A makav kachim meimur b'chutz. If someone offers up, they have makav kachim. And they're meimur outside. Then chayef. They're going to be chayef for bring it up. Now we're talking about over here. If the emurim he brought up, he was Mila outside, were attached to the piece of the flesh. It's going to be chayav for bringing up the emurim. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabban, and Amak Zigzaz Ketores, Bechutz Mchayav, Chatzi Pras Vifnim, Potter. If it's half a pras inside, it's going to be Potter. Kosaka Daitech. We're of the opinion that my Potter Zar. What does it mean when it says Potter? What is meant by Potter is that a non-kohen who burns a chatzi pras of incense inside is going to be potter from a chiyuv. Amai, why? Haktarahi. It's because Haktarah, according to the Tana Kama, Amar Abzeir, Amar Abchis, Amar Abyirmi, Baraba, Amar Rav. My potter tzibor. It means that the tzibor is potter from bringing more ktoris. Right? It's fulfilled. But the Eved, even if you just have a chatzi pras. Interesting. Am Rabbi Zera, Ikashili, Akashili. Right, the question, this is a question. Hadam Rav Allah, that which Rav said about it, about this braisa, Baha, Filu Rabbi Elazar Moda. You remember, Elazar is Moda to this idea that the Sibor is going to be fulfilled But the evidence in such a case, how could it be? Tarbi Elazar lav haktara hikamer, because Elazar said in the Mishnah that if you do less than the full measure of ktaris is not considered an haktara. How can Rav say that Elazar is agreeing that you're going to be Yosef with the Evid? Amarabba b'haktara dehichal dekuli alma lo pligi. In reference to the burning of the ktaris of the b'haktara dehichal. Yeah, that is that the daily ktores, which is burned in the mizbech, in the heichal, to this thing, no one's arguing. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham are going to say that a kezias is enough to be to fulfill the chiyuv and to make somebody chayuv for doing it outside. Ki pligi b'aktaris de pnim. Where are they arguing? They argue only reference to that's done on the inside, meaning on Yom Kippur. The Marsavim elu chafnav dafka. Rabbi Elazar holds that the chiyuv of the Kohen Gadol is to take two handfuls is what's necessary, absolutely necessary. Marsavim elu chafnav lav dafka. It's lav dafka. You don't really need it. It doesn't have to be all that. Amar Abaye, ay v'ha ki ksiva chuka. Baktara de pnim uksev. When it says a lashon of chuka, it's said by the pnim. This is mashma that the chiyuv of two handfuls is a absolute chiyuv, a requirement. It's dafka. Ella amar abaye. Says abaye baktara de pnim kuli amelu pligi b'tikva the kedar inside. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That when it says two handfuls, it means the dafka, that the chiyav can't be fulfilled by burning less than that. Ki pligi baktar dechutz. Whereas the mechlokas, but the one that's done, the burning of the Yom Kippur stuff outside the Beis HaMikdash, mar sover yelfin on pnim michutz. One says that the chum, they hold that we learn out the inside from the outside. Therefore, so just like somebody's going to be chai for burning a kezias of outside one, the kezias that's on every single day, outside the Beis HaMikdash, so too, meaning outside means not in the Kosher Kedashim, right? But not outside the Beis HaMikdash. And if you do that outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be chayiv, so too it's going to be chayiv for burning a kezias of the Yom Kippur one outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Marsav, I love Yofinan. Once again, you don't hold such a thing. We don't learn out this law of the in one from the one of the out one. Amar Rava, hash to chutz mi chutz. Now, if it's the case that chutz mi chutz lo yalfi rabbanim, the rabbanim don't learn out chutz mi chutz, pinim mi chutz mi bai, is there any question that they don't learn out from the inner incense from the outer one? Come on. They clearly would not learn out the chiyav of burning a kezias of Yom Kippur incense outside from the fact that one is going to be chayav for burning a kezias of the daily one outside. Mahi, well, what exactly are we talking about? What's the case in which the chachamim do not learn out the din for the outer mizbeach from carbon from another? The Tanya, for we learned today, Braisa, Yachal amayla pachos mikezias komets. You would have thought that one who offers up less than a kezias of a komets, the pachos says in murim, menas pachos mishal shalogim yayin, pachos mishal shalogim mayim, yechayv gini bichayv, tamalom elas so. And then it says, the pasuk says, to do it, stilling you ala shalim chayv in chayv ala chaser. You only chayv on shalim ala chaser. Vapachos mishal shalogim the ispub kamazesim. Less than three lug of wine or water would definitely has many different kezesim in there. Nonetheless, somebody who pours less than three lug outside is not going to be chayev, because the chum don't learn out this din of outside altar offerings from one another, from another outside altar offering. Ella, my Rava, rather, Rava comes and says, Kagon de Kavinu Shnei Chatzoi Pras. The case of the Mishnah is talking about where one designated two half pras and two measures of a half pras. Beep, turn the page, Kufiyam Alaf. Bimana, they did it in a kli. Marsavik Kavius Mana Milsehi, one holds, as we realize he holds, that designating a kli is now a significant thing, and therefore he doesn't render one who burns this incense outside chayev unless he burns both chatzi kizayis. So my savi la milzi is not considered something, and they render some chayiv. Even he burns even a kizayis of it. Amar Rava hashel the man damar kivisa the man lo klimi. Another according to the one the chacham who said that the designation of a kli is nothing. Kavash shisha lepar, if he designated 6 lug of wine in a kli for that of the par, for a carbon of a par. Moshach min arba vi ekriven arba. Let's say he took 6. Let's say he took 4. Moshach mehen took from those 6. He took 4, and he offered them outside. Chayv is going to be chayv. Shiruuyin la'ayel, because the 4 are fit for the nesachim that comes along with a ram. Kava arba la'ayel, if he set aside 4 for a ram, Moshach min shloshu ekriven lechotz, chayv is going to be chayv. Why? Because shiruuyin lekeves. That's roi for a keves. Chotzu kolshu vi ekriven lechotz. If there's, let's say, if these 3 lugim became even less, a drop less, and he brought him outside, potz is going to be potter, because even the chum are going to agree he's not going to be chayv, because less than 3 lugs is not fit for nesachim. Inside, one who does it outside is not going to be chayav anything. Rava Shi Amar Nisuch Me'Aktara Lo Yafilu Rabbanan. Chachamim do not learn out these laws of Nisuch pouring from those of burning. And Alfa Gav the Chutz Michutz, even though it's a case of Chutz to Chutz, it's 2 separate Zachin over here. Haktara Me'Aktara Yalfa, but they do learn that burning from burning. Alpha Gav de Pnim Michutz, even though it's learning Pnim from Chutz. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Onu Shayala, great day.